Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of March, we will be exploring the topic, Following His Guidance. March 23, His Pursuit. Nicodemus, who had first come to him by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes. John 19, verse 39. C.S. Lewis describes his surrender to God's incessant pursuit. You must picture me alone in that room at Magdalen, night after night, feeling, whenever my mind lifted even for a second from my work, the steady, unrelenting approach of Him who I so earnestly desired not to meet. That which I greatly feared had at last come upon me. In the Trinity term of 1929, I gave in and admitted that God was God, and knelt and prayed. Perhaps that night, the most dejected and reluctant convert in all England. C.S. Lewis, Surprised by Joy, page 266. Within 2 years, he became a Christian. God doesn't give up on us or on our loved ones, even when there isn't any evidence that we are accepting His efforts to reach us. Unrelenting in His pursuit, He guides our souls. The name of Nicodemus is found in 3 accounts in the Bible, all in the Gospel of John. First, Nicodemus sought to meet Jesus by night, John chapter 3, verses 1 to 21. And even though he didn't publicly acknowledge Him, the seed of the gospel had been placed in his heart. The second is found in John chapter 7, verse 50, when Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, dissuaded the Pharisees from apprehending Jesus. The third and last account is found in John 19, verse 39, when Nicodemus brought spices for the burial of Jesus. 3 years had gone by, and the gospel seed finally showed its fruit. This was the process. Too proud openly to acknowledge himself in sympathy with a Galilean teacher, he, Nicodemus, had sought a secret interview. In this interview, Jesus had unfolded to him the plan of salvation and his mission to the world, yet still Nicodemus had hesitated. He hid the truth in his heart, and for 3 years there was little apparent fruit. He had in the Sanhedrin council repeatedly thwarted the schemes of the priests to destroy him. When at last Christ had been lifted up on the cross, Nicodemus remembered the words that he had spoken to him in the night interview on the Mount of Olives. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. John 3, verse 14. And he saw in Jesus the world's Redeemer. Ellen G. White, The Acts of the Apostles, page 104. Praise God, He does not give up on us.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!